Shalom, everybody. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, wrote many Sfarim. One of the Sfarim he wrote was a commentary, a Perush to the Mishnah. And in that Perush to the Mishnah, in his introduction to the 10th Perek of Maseches Sanhedrin, the Rambam lists 13 principles of faith. These are the animamins that many people are familiar with, though it happens to be that the Rambam did not write the animamins that we're familiar with, but whoever did write them, and it's not clear who did, but whoever did write the animamins based them on the Rambam's 13 principles that he wrote in his Perush to the Mishnayos. And in those principles, the Rambam says that the seventh principle of faith is our belief that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi, the most perfected prophet in the world. And that's what the Torah says at the very, very end of the whole Torah, at the end of Sefer Devarim, Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Yud, Velo Kam Navi Od Bi Yisrael Kamoshe, there has not arisen a Navi in Israel like Moshe. And the Medrash in the Sifri there in Devarim says the most incredible thing. The Pasuk says, V'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael, k'moshe, etc. There has not arisen a Navi in Israel like Moshe. But, says the Medrash, there did arise a prophet like Moshe among the Gentiles. And who was that? Bilam. The Medrash says, incredibly, that Moshe and Bilam were equal as Nevi'im. It's really incredible. It's true that Bilam said some of the most important prophecies in history. For example, just one example, in Parshas Balak, Bilam says, Perek Chavdalid Pasakei, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov Mishkenosecha Yisrael. So Bilam was an amazing and amazingly important Navi. However, the Medrash continues, in what way are Moshe and Bilam different? The Medrash lists three ways in which Moshe and Bilam are different. First of all, Moshe didn't know who he was speaking with, but Bilam did know who he was speaking with. Number two, a second difference was that Moshe didn't know when he would be spoken with, whereas Bilam did know when he would be spoken with. And finally, a third difference, Moshe only spoke to Hashem when Moshe was standing. That's what the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayeschanan, in Devarim Perek Hey Pasuk Chavches. Hashem said to Moshe, V'yata po amod imadi. You, Moshe, stand with me, says Hashem. So Moshe only spoke to Hashem when Moshe was standing, whereas Bilam spoke to Hashem when he had fallen, when he was down. That's the Medrash. But what does it mean? Moshe didn't know who he was speaking with? He didn't know when he was speaking? He only spoke when he was standing? What does this all mean? A beautiful explanation is given by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the Rosh Yeshiva of YU, who died in 1993. The Rav said this idea at an RCA convention in the 1950s, and a summary of what he said is found in a sefer called The Rav Thinking Aloud by Rabbi David Holzer. It's in the volume on Bamidbar, beginning on page 179. I must add parenthetically that the Rav is not recorded as referring to the first two differences that the Medrash brings, but that the Medrash brings between Moshe and Bilam. But I think perhaps that what he said about the third difference can be applied to the first two as well. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, Bilam received messages, important messages, from Hashem, and he conveyed them in a very, very clear manner. In that way, he was equal to Moshe. Moshe did that too. However, a Jewish Navi is not just a message carrier. A Jewish Navi is a shaliach, a representative of Hashem, a representative of Bnei Yisrael. Hashem sent messages through Bilam, yes. But when Hashem spoke with Moshe, he spoke with his shaliach, someone who lived what he conveyed, someone who spoke passionately and sincerely for Bnei Yisrael and to Bnei Yisrael. V'ata po amodi madi. You, Moshe, stand with me, says Hashem. Represent me, says Hashem. Talk to me as B'nai Yisrael's representative, and talk to them as my representative, says Hashem. Bilam needed to know who he was speaking with. He had to know when he was speaking. Moshe didn't need any of that. Whatever Hashem said, and whenever it was said, it didn't matter. Moshe was Hashem's faithful shaliach. He didn't work for the post office, just delivering messages. He was the shaliach, the representative of both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And in that way, there can be no comparison between Moshe and Bilam. Have an amazing day, everyone.